the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 17th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 13th ayah of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukane will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعذبنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فَأَذَّذْنَا بِثَوَرِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. This particular verse is the one telling us about the heart, what it means by the heart of the Quran. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ to tell us, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ. Try, Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, give them this parable. This example, Matalan, this example, Ashab al-Kariyati, of the companions of this city, is Ja'a al-Mursalun, when our apostles or messengers, when the messengers came to them. Is also Na'ilayhim Islayhim Bakazabuhuma, when we sent two messengers to them, and they denied them. Fa'azad Na'ilayhim Tawalisim, and we strengthen them with the third one. Faqalu ba'adhan nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila sunna ilayhi wa sallam wa kazabuhuma ba'adhan nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalu inna ilaykum mursalun. And they told them, the people of the city told them, they, after they denied, we strengthened with the third one. The third one told them, all of us, we came to you as messengers from Allah. Here, when Allah is giving us example, or when you are giving an example, what you are doing is you are creating a scenario that you want to use in drawing the heart of the person to what you are talking about. You want to tell him something, but you are telling him directly, he will not get the impact. In drawing his heart to the center of your message, you create a scenario. And that's how the whole world is. The whole world is a scenario that Allah has created to draw our attention to the fact that we are servants of Allah and we should worship only Allah. So here, Allah is asking the Prophet ﷺ to set out a parable and as an example where that will create a scenario for us to understand what the whole message of the Quran is about. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Who is this people? And what is this town? People said this town is in Dakia or Antakya or Antioch. It's an old city that borders between Syria and Turkey. This old city was there. This is the city that Allah is talking about. This is what the Mufassirun said, and this is what Sheikh has said. And it is said that four cities are among the cities that are doomed to hell. And there are four cities that have cities that are blessed to paradise. Said Makkah is a paradise city. City that will go to paradise. Medina is a city that will go to paradise. Bayt al-Maqdis is a city that will go to paradise. And Sana'a Yemen, this place they call Sana'a of Yemen, is a city that will go to paradise. And there are other cities that will go to hell. One of them is this Antioch in Turkey, in Arabic, or Antioch in English, or Antakya in Turkish language. Another one is what they call Amoris, Amaria. Another one is Constantinople. That's Constantinia in Arabic. And another one is what they call Zifar in Yemen. It's also in Yemen, but they call it Zifar in Yemen. They said these four cities, Zifar in Yemen, this Amaria, this Antakya and Constantinople, they are cities that will go to hell. And the cities that will go to heaven is Mecca, Medina, Palestine, and Sana'a of Yemen. All this, we have been told, so we know that there are cities that already are doomed. There are those that already are lucky cities. But here, Allah sent to them two messengers. إِلَسَنَّا إِلَيْهِمْ إِسْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَأَزَّذْنَا بِصَالِسٍ وَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. They denied the first two, Allah strengthened them with another one, and when they all came, they said, we came to you as messengers.
قالوا أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون.
إذا صرنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فأخذنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. What will they say when the third one came to them? Said, ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا. These two of you, we don't believe you to be messengers of Allah. You are ordinary people like us, ordinary men like us. إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. You are not a people, but people that are telling lies against God.
قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون.
قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون. When the third one came and they came together, they now said this. قالوا, they said, ربنا يعلم, our Lord knows, إنا إليكم, us to you, لا والله, we came to you as messengers. Here they said it was at the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He sent two preachers who are also messengers of Allah at his time. Apostles are anybody that they like, disciples, they are also referred to as messengers of the messenger of Allah. Two of them were sent to this Antioch. When they went there, the first person they met was Habib ibn Najjar. They were calling him to come to worship Allah and stop worshiping idols. Habib ibn Najjar was asking them, how am I to believe you? Sir, we'll show you how, you know, what will make you to believe us. Say, what is it? Said, we will perform miracle for you. The miracle at the time of Jesus Christ is
يبرد أكمها والأبرص ويهي الموت بإذن الله. He used to cure children that were given birth to without even the provision of eyes. Not that they are blind, there is no provision of eyes. There were children given birth to in his time, there will be no provision of eyes. And at that time, they have also people giving birth to with vitiligo. This is vitiligo where you find the body, the pigmentation of the body is not there. You have white patches. Then, sometimes people just die and they don't know the reason for their death. So, this Habib bin Ajjar, these two people that when they first met him, they told him, we can do this. True to him, they are what? They saw a baby that came without provision for the eye, they cut it open, they took mud, put it in the place, prayed, and there was eye and he could see. They showed him somebody that has vitiligo disease, which means the pigment is not complete in his body. They prayed over it and the skin came normal. Quickly he became a Muslim with them. After Habib bin Ajjar has become a Muslim with them, he started calling people, come and listen to these people. Enter Islam. People started entering. They started entering. Then the king heard. When the king heard, he said they should bring the two of them. They brought the two of them. He said, what is it that I heard you preaching? You said, our idols, these my gods, you discredit them. He said, yes, these your gods are nothing. Allah is the one that created you, created the firmaments, created the heart. Allah can do this. Your idols and your gods can do nothing. The king said, it is me, the king, you are talking to like that? He just took the two of them and imprisoned them. When Jesus Christ heard that his disciples did not come back and they were in prison, he sent another one. This third one, they said, is Shamun. When he came, he first of all went to the prison without anybody knowing. He entered the prison with Karama and he asked them, what happened? He said, this is how you did. One follower came to us and was inviting others. Others were believing in us and the king had and called us. And we told him to stop worshipping his gods, that there is only one God, and that his God can do nothing. Only Allah created them can cause harm and can bring benefit. And then he imprisoned us. Then Shamun told them, the way you called was too harsh. It's like a person who was waiting to have a child since he didn't get a child until at old age. Immediately the child was given back to him, he said, I'll feed him now so that he can grow big. I started giving food immediately. He said, this child will die. He said, I will do something that will make this thing to believe. I will preach to him gently. Then he went to the court of the king and started serving like an ordinary servant. He worked very hard until the other servants recognized him and they told the king that this servant is working very hard. So bring him to the palace to be working. He was working in the palace and going to serve the gods in the palace, pretending to be one of them serving the gods. He was doing all that until the king was aware that there is such and such a person who was so hardworking and brought him to be among those that sit close to him. Until he became finally a confidant of the king. And one day he told the king, I learned there were two people that once came and they were telling you that they have another god to worship other than your god. He said, yes, they are in prison. He said, why bring them out? Let me debate them. So they brought them out. They said, you are the ones that say you have another god other than God, these gods that you are worshipping. He said, yes, these your gods are nothing but idols. They cannot harm, they can't bring any benefit. The God that created you and bring you from non-existence to existence is the God that you should worship. Is the one that created the heavens and the earth and everything surrounding you. He said, do you have anything to prove to that? He said, we have proofs. Muhammad Abdul Akamaha, Wal Abrasa, Unuhi Moti. In front of the king, You can do this? He said, yes. Okay. They brought a child that was born blind. They caught it, put mud on it, prayed over it, and Shamun was also praying with them. And the boy started seeing. They brought somebody too that had vitiligo disease. They brought him, they were praying, and the pigment became normal, and the whole thing became uniform. Then the king said, okay, I have one. There's a boy that died. I'm waiting for the father to bury him. For the past 7 days, he has not returned. Can you bring him to life for me? He said, we will pray and Allah will bring him to life, but not your gods. So, okay. They brought the dead body of the boy. Then they were praying. Shamun was also praying with them. Then the boy came back to life. When the boy came back to life, Ashadu, Allah ilaha illallah, wa anna Isa Rasulullah, wa anna hadhi salasatu Rusul Rasulullah. I bear witness that there is none but Allah, and that Jesus Christ is the messenger of Allah, and that these three are the messengers of the messenger of Allah. The king looked. Sir, there are two. Where is the third? This boy said, and he bear witness that the three of them are messengers of the messenger of Allah. It is too good that he feels the way who is the third? Type Shamun, you are the one. Then Shamun gave up, said, yes, this was what happened, and I came, this is what I can make you to preach. He said, no, I don't believe you. This is where they are. Then before they said, Inna ilaykum mursalun. Then this time now they said, Inna ilaykum la mursalun. Emphasize that, look, we came from Allah to you. We are messengers of Allah, you better believe. Then the king refused to believe. This city they call the city of Antioch or Antakya or Intakia. So it's the city that Allah is telling us about, as the ulamas have said.
وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ.
Then these three of them, they now said, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. There is nothing on us, but our own is to convey the message of Allah. Once we have conveyed, وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever desires can believe, whoever desires doesn't have to believe, but we have extended the message of Allah to you.
قَالُوا إِنَّا تَضَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِلَّا تَنْتَهُنَّ لَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
قَالُوا إِنَّا تَضَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ لَإِلَّا تَنْتَهُوا لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ وَلَيَمَسَنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They came and he said, what will they say after they have seen this miracle? And after he has known that this Shamun that is so hardworking, that did all this, because of him, he took all these measures. Will he look at it? He said, no. What will be his reply? This is what they said. إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. We with you are an evil omen to us. The إِلَّا تَنْتَهُ. If you don't do this, is what you are doing. لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. We shall stone you. وَلَا يَمَسَنَّكُمْ مِنَّا. And you shall get from us عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Your body will feel from us painful punishment. Here, they are now saying that the messengers of Allah that came are an evil omen to them. The first Rasulullah, with regards to omen, he said, everybody has a way that he feels an omen. But the best of it is al-fa'al. Al-fa'al is when, for example, somebody comes to you. He is sent to you. Say, what's your name? Say, my name is Muhammad. Ah! Your name is Muhammad, then you feel that the message is coming which will be good. Or, when you are speaking, you want to see something that is good. You say, this is called al-fa'al. Like when people, they are reciting the Quran, at the end, after ending, min al-jinnati wa nas, they say they should not stop there. They should go and continue. Because the Prophet doesn't like people to just stop. He wants you to finish the Quran and start immediately. People will start immediately, recite Fatiha, start Baqarah, and they will come Alif Lam Mim up to Humul Muflihun. They are the ones that are prosperous. They will stop him. Because the Prophet likes Al-Fali. He likes something that comes good. He said if there is nothing in Torah, in Umen, it is Al-Fali. Nobody should cross him. But if something cross your mind, because sometimes you feel this thing is good luck, this thing is bad luck. If something comes to your mind and you are thinking that thing is the one that is responsible for bringing you bad luck, so immediately go back to God. Say, oh Allah, la khayra illa khayraka. There is no good except your goodness. And there is nobody that brings evil except you. Wala ilaha gayruka. And there is none but you. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa bika. And there is nobody that causes a change or can bring about any evil or goodness except Allah. So if you do this, it will go away from your mind. So nobody should stay as they are because I feel that my left hand is scratching me, today I will lose money. My right hand is scratching me, I may get money. That one is okay. But for you to feel that something, an evil can happen to you, even the good, don't believe that that thing is what is causing the good. Allah is telling us here that anything you are seeing, Allah is behind it. Don't go and say that thing can do anything. Allah is the one that is Allah. That's why we are saying that this particular verse at the heart of the Quran is telling us that anything we look at, we should not look at that thing. We should pass it and look behind it. And we will see that Allah is behind everything. Like Sheikh said, يظهر من كل شيء على شيء لدى شيء وقبله وبعده سرمدا. Allah appears before anything, by anything, after it. The first is the final and is the one that is here forever. So always, let us be very careful. He said, طائركم إنا تطيرنا بكم لإن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم ولا مسنكم منا عذاب أليم. They are calling these people now that they have brought bad luck to them. They will not get rain. The Arabs, what they used to do, they used to try to evoke women themselves. When they are going to travel, they will get a boat and then they will fly it up. If it goes towards the right, they say it is a good journey. If it goes towards the left, no, it's not a good journey. All these things, don't get involved in it. Anybody who gets involved in it, he has put to lie what the Prophet ﷺ brought as our religion. La ilaha illallah. Whatever you see is from Allah. If you are going to go anywhere, pray and set out. The prayer that you are supposed to do, do it and set out. One day Sayyidina Ali was going to go to war. As he was going to go to war, then one munajjim, this one that reads stars, one of them came to him. He said, Sayyidina Ali, I learned you want to set out at this hour. That this hour is not a good hour. Why don't you wait till the other hour? Say, why? He said, because I saw it, that it's not a good hour. Sayyidina Ali gathered all his army. He said, this man saw that this is not the hour we should set out. If we set out, it's bad luck, but we are setting out at that hour. La ilaha illallah. So since you have said this is not the hour, we are setting out at that hour. And he set out at that hour. So whatever will happen, let it happen. When they went to the hall, they won. He said, what did you say you saw? Because once you start believing in this thing, Satan will draw you until your heart will be completely believe in it. Anything you see, leave it for Allah. If you are handsome, your handsomeness is from Allah. If you are beautiful, your beauty is from Allah. If you are rich, your riches is from Allah. If you are tall, your tallness is from Allah. Whatever you have is from Allah, it's not from you. You are just borrowed for a time. Don't claim it for yourself.
قالوا طائركم معكم عن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون.
قالوا طائركم معكم عن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. The messengers, these three messengers, they now replied the king. He said, they told him like this. قالوا, they said, طائركم معكم عن ذكرتم. Your omen, your evil omen, or your luck is with you because everything has been predestined. If indeed you will go back to your heart to think. But you are a people that are given to extravagance and transgression. So you can do whatever you want to do and you say whatever you want to say. So always, وَكُلُّ إِنسَانِ أَلْزَنَّا طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُكِهِ. Every human being, his predestination or his destiny is on him. Nobody can change your destiny for you. Don't say, it's because I saw this man today, so that is why something like this bad happened to me. Or it's because I saw this man today, then something good will happen. That one, to some extent, is permissible. But he's not the one that brings it. Because the Grand Lama has asked us to visit our parents. If you visit your mother, at the time you are there, it's thinking that it is ibadah when you are looking at her face. If you visit your mother, looking at his face is taken as ibadah. All these things, they can bring you goodness because they give you long life. But it's Allah that has written it like that. Qalut, ta'arukum akumu ayyuzukirtum, balantum kawm musrifum. You are people given to extravagant life and transgression.
Waja min aqsal madinati rajulun yas'a, qala ya qawm ittabi'ul mursaleen.
Waja min aqsal madinati rajulun yas'a, qala ya qawm ittabi'ul mursaleen. Waja'a, then this man came, min aqsal madinati, from far part of the city, yas'a, running. Ya qawm, oh my people, all people, ittabi'ul mursaleen. Even in these messengers, these are people Najjar. When he heard what is happening, quickly from where he is, he started running. Even in these people.
اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون.
اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. Follow disciples. Are they asking you for any gift? They have relieved your heart of following several gods for you to follow one God. And they are not asking you for any gift. وهم مهتدون. They themselves, they are properly guided. Look at them and see them. They are properly guided. Habib Najjar was telling them this. Always, if you are walking, you don't walk for one person and take your reward from another person. You take your reward from the one you are walking for. All the messengers, they are working for Allah and the Prophet. Since they are working for Allah, they take their reward from Allah. They don't take their reward from the people. Just like when a teacher comes, the teacher is teaching in the university or in secondary school, who hired him? The government. Who is supposed to pay? The government. You shouldn't come and extort from students. I'm the one who taught you this. I put you through this. I did this for you. You are hired to do it by the government. The government is paying you. Don't extort anything again from students. This is why these lecturers and these teachers that are used to be extorting things from students, what they are doing will backfire on them. The students came in as students to be taught. They have paid their school fees. But the government is the one paying. You can see the prophets, all of them, what do they say here? Nas al-kumu alayhi ajran. Here, another person. Wajaa min aqsal madinati rajulun yas'a, qala ya qawmi ittabi'ul mursaleena, ittabi'u man la yas'alukumu ajran. Follow this rule. They are not asking for any gift. Even if they see this akmaha, a child born without eyes, and they help you, they split it, put the mother and faith until he can see. Or al-abrasa, a person that has vitiligo with his skin with white patches all over, and they pray and he becomes uniform. Or it's a person that died and they pray and he comes to alive. They will not take anything from you. So if anybody does this today and is taking something from somebody, then he's not working for Allah and the Prophet. So if you are a madam or whatever, if you are a spiritual leader and Allah answers your prayer and somebody comes to you looking for assistance, pray for him. Don't say, I'm charging you. Pray for him. If at the end Allah assists him and he wants to give you a gift, until the nothing like Shemat Yani says, from him happily, then take it. But know that you must give this. Because sickness, problems, don't know riches and don't know poor. The poor man has problem. The same problem that the poor man has, the rich man has it. If you say this, how much you are taking, then the rich man can give what of the poor man. And you say you are working for God. That's where you see that whenever our government leave this hospital to be charging whatever they are charging, and they don't care for the insurance of people, then what they are doing is not good. Because the poor man, if he has cancer, and the rich man, he has cancer, it's upon the site that the two of them should be treated with whatever medicine is there. You don't treat this one because he has money, and you leave this one because he's poor. What if this one that is poor is the one that is the greatest person in the community? Then if he dies, the blessing goes to him. Because there are people that are blessed. Like these children reciting Quran, by the time they recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Allah will look at them and say, I've forgiven the community. They are blessed people. So always we don't allow sickness or problem of people to be tied to the fact that they have money to pay for it or they don't have money to pay for it. So a person that is a spiritual leader, when people come to you and they have problem, stand up sincerely between you and God and pray. If God clears the problem, let them go. If they come back, they say, ah, thank you, we are now okay. We bring this gift. If the gift is small, take it. If it's big, take it. Don't belittle it. You may be a millionaire, and somebody, an ordinary Muslim, will come to you. After you assist him, he will be so happy. By the time he's coming, he will bring probably 20 naira or 50 naira to you. It's from Allah. Take it. Don't belittle it. Take it. And then pray over it and be happy with it. Don't say, I have millions. What is this person bringing to me? That's why you find that most of these spiritual leaders have become excessively rich because they are praying, and you don't see them spending that money in charity. Then they are not people of God. The person of God, as it is coming, that's how he's spending it. As it is coming, that's how he's spending it. Because to him, it's from Allah, it has to go back to Allah. تَوَيْكُمْ مَا كُمْ وَهِي ذُكِرْتُمْ وَلَا تُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَسْلَ مَدِينَةِ رَجْلٌ يَسْئِي قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِئُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِئُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمُ عَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ
وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَضَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ
وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ لِنَذَا You to help Najar, are you part of them? Say, yes. Wamalia, what is wrong with me? La awudu lazi fatarani, that I will not worship the one that fashioned me and created me. Wa ilayhi turja'un. And it's unto him that all of you are returning. You can see the concern he has for them. He said, I am part of them. Why would I not worship Allah? Because if you start worshipping Allah, you find out that your heart is at rest. ضرب الله رجلا ضرب الله مثلا رجلا متشاك فيه متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا A person, one person that is having several master, and a person that is having only one master, are they the same thing? This is a lady, he has a husband, and she is also a woman friend to another person. Always she has to be telling lies. And it will be telling on her. Or this is a man that has a wife and he has girlfriends outside. All the time he has to be telling lies and to tell on him. But you have only one Allah, one book, one prophet, and you are worshipping sincerely this one Allah. Anything that happens, you go to Allah. That's why he said, "Wa ma'ali Allah abudu lazi fatarani." Why is it that I will not worship the one that I know is the one who fashioned me to be like this? Well, let him be own. Me and you, to him all of us will return. He didn't say, to him I will return. He now collects all of us, we are turning back to this Allah. So he's drawing their concern so they can live with him.
أتكذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون.
وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. He now turned to them, turned to the king and turned to the people. أتخذ من دونه آلهة. Other than Allah, I will take these idols as gods. In yuridni rahman bidurrin, this merciful one that is so merciful. In yuridni bidurrin, if he wishes me any harm. In yuridni rahman bidurrin, la tugni anni shabatim shayat. There is no way these gods can do anything. They can't intercede that this one, as merciful as he is, if he wishes me with any problem or any ill, there is nothing they can do about it. La tughni anni shafa'atuhum shay'an wa la yunqidhun, and they will not deliver me from any problem that Allah brings to me. And this is true. If these gods were working, the king doesn't have to ask any, even imprison anybody. He will just tell these gods, deal with this. You say you are worshipping God. These idols they are worshipping, they are the ones that you believe in. Then why are you imprisoning anybody? Leave them now and ask these gods to deal with them. Just like you are asked to leave those who say they will not believe. Your gods, you should also ask your gods to deal with them and see what will happen. Walayin kizuni. And if Allah causes, make me to enter any problem or make me to enter, have a sickness or whatever will cause me problem, they cannot deliver me from it.
إِنِّيَ إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ.
إِنِّيَ إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. If I will do that, then لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ, I'm in manifest error. I'm astray, clearly. That's why always in Fatiha, you pray to Allah. وَلَا تَوْلِينَ. Oh Allah, don't allow me to take to the path of people that are in manifest error, that are straight far away. You can see how he is addressing them. In all this address, he is not addressing their face, their eyes, he is addressing their mind. That's why we said, قلب القرآن. Because Allah is addressing your mind. Give your mind to Allah. If you give your mind to Allah, then you will see miracles behind that. What you are saying is what you are saying. Those things are addressing you. Allah is addressing you, but addressing your mind. Inni aizan lafidhala al-mubin. Inni aamantu.
Inni aamantu bi rabbikum fasma'un.
Inni aamantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. We are telling you, and you are still saying what you are saying. You say yes. Inni aamantu bi rabbikum. Your Lord and my Lord is the Lord. Aamantu bi rabbikum. I believe in your Lord. Not in this, your gods. Fasma'un. Listen to me very well. Then here, they got annoyed. Then they said they will kill him. Then they were punishing him and taking every part of his body out until they killed him.
قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين.
قال إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قال ادخلوا الجنة. كيف ادخلوا الجنة؟ قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. كيف ادخلوا الجنة؟ As they were injuring him, cutting his body, killing him, he was smiling and he was saying, they didn't know at that time that he has entered paradise. They were only doing all that to his body. He has already entered paradise. Kill that poor gentleman. Allah said, enter paradise. Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. He was now talking again to them. Why that my people should know? قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما كفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. How Allah has forgiven me my imperfection in the worship I did for Him, وجعلني من المكرمين, and make me to be among those that He was generous upon. So He called them when He was alive, He called them when He was already dead. So, Hayyun, He cared for His people. Mayt, He cared for His people. Even though He was dying now, He did not curse them, He did not abuse them. So, يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Why that my people will know how Allah has forgiven me and He was very generous over me. So it is here that all of us should also learn a lesson. That it's not any time that if people are bad to you that you quickly rush to cause or rush to do something. Except they go beyond limits. But Allah did not say it's haram for you to cause. But people have to go beyond limits. Here they were punishing him, but he still cared for his people. Just like Prophet Muhammad, when he went to Khawarizm in Taif to ask the people of Taif to come and enter Islam and assist him after his noble wife Sayyida Khadija had died and his caring uncle Abu Talib had died. The Makkans were all in prayer. He would come to the mosque, they would take intestine and pour it on his head, and he would have nobody that is going to come and take it away except Fatima, who is just a child. We would want to come and remove it. I said, abuse them. And the Prophet would leave his jada and come home. He now went to Taif. Assist me. This is where I was brought up. I was suffered. Assist me in this message. The three brothers that are the rich brothers that he taught to assist, they were telling rubbish to him. One of them would say, if you are the Prophet, then you are not in need of my assistance. God can help you. Why did you come here? The other one said, children, please, you throw this stone against this man, let him leave us. They were throwing stone against the Prophet last summer. Zayd was shielding the Prophet with his back, and the Prophet was injured. By the time he came to the end of the village, then one of the owners of the garden took pity on him where he was resting and asked his servant Adas to take some grape to him. When the Adas took the grape for him, he said, my master asked me to bring grape for you to eat. He was going to eat, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What did you say? I said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this land, I've never had anybody say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Are you not from this land? He said, no, I'm not from this land. Where are you? Sir, I'm from Nineveh. Sir, the land of my brother, Anabi Yunus. Sir, you know Anabi Yunus? We, it's only his story we had. Say, yes, it's my brother. Then he fell down, kissing the prophet's feet, kissing the prophet's feet. Then the master said, leave there. You have bewitched. They said this man bewitches people. Then when he left there, before he entered Mecca, Allah sent to him jinn, and the community of jinn, they were listening to his Quran and they were believing in him. Before all this happened, the Prophet was so weighed down that he was not getting any help, and he was asking Allah, who are you going to leave me, abandon me to my home people that have maltreated me, all the visitors that are injuring me? But Allah, if all this is not that you are not with me, I'm okay. Then Angel Gabriel came. He said, what do you want me to do? Give me any command. I will just take the ark and make the whole of them and turn it upside down. He said, no. I pray that among their offspring, some of them will come and be among my community. It's like exactly what this man is doing now. They have killed him, he's entering paradise, and he's also remembering his people. Ya layta qawmi ya'lamuna bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukramin.
Wa ma anzalna ala qawmihi min ba'dihi min jundin min as-sama wa ma kunna munzilin.
وما أنزلنا من بعده من جد من السماء وما كنا منزلين وما أنزلنا من بعده after him that we have done all this we did not have to send army to come and fight them وما أنزلنا من بعده من جد من السماء we didn't send any army from the firmament to come and fight him وما كنا منزلين it's not for us to send army from the firmament to fight anybody. What Allah meant here by army is to send angels to come and fight. It's only in the war of Badr that Allah sent 5,000 angels to fight along with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of show of dignity and show of strength. Not that they needed one angel can destroy a nation. Only one. That's why Allah is saying that these people are not up to us. They are not up to any esteem for us to say we are sending any army. But when the time of the Prophet was going to go to Badr, Allah sent 5,000 angels to come and fight. خَمْسَتْ أَعْلَافِ مَا مَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ
إن كانت إلا سيئة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون
إن كانت إلا سيئة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون إن كانت it was just like this إلا سيئة واحدة it was just one cry فإذا هم خامدون and all of them were perished Angel Gabriel just came and one cry just shouted once and the shout destroyed the whole city. So we don't have to send any army. But at the time of the Prophet, because of the concern he had for the people of Makkah, he has so much concern, just like this Habib al-Najjar had concern. But the Prophet is not an ordinary person. With his concern, Allah brought angels to, as a threat, to threaten the people. Killed 70, took 70 as hostages, and then showed them strength, and they feared. That's all. But in this one, Angel Gabriel was allowed. In kana illa sayhatan wahidatan, only one shout. Fa'idahum khamidun. And all of them were destroyed.
Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Ma yatihim min rasulin illa kanu bi yastahzi'un.
يا حسرة على العباد ما ياتيهم من رسول الا كانوا به يستهزئون يا حسرة على العباد woe and loss to servants of Allah ما ياتيهم من رسول there is never a time messenger will come to them الا كانوا به يستهزئون except they go on mocking him till today whenever you are telling the truth you are calling people to Allah they will start mocking. Look at this one calling to Allah. He is saying we should do this because he doesn't have money to do this. She is saying that we should share our wealth because he doesn't have wealth. Let him have wealth and let us see whether he will be sharing to other people like he is saying we should share it. This is what people normally say. They will be making jest of you. Like Allah is going to tell us the kind of jest that people used to make. When you are telling people, the Prophet lived his life, a noble life, a simple life. You to try to live your life, a simple life, a noble life. When they go away from you, say, that man, he doesn't have money, that's why he's saying that. Why will Allah give me money? And he's telling me that I should not do this. I should not have my house to be fitting. I should not live in a befitting house. No. Allah did never ban anybody from enjoying. كُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِنَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِي عِبَادِي وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ كُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Another place said, يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا Allah himself encourage us to dress well to do this well but we should not do it in isolation don't live in isolation you are living in a community you can't be in a community you have a very big car you are wearing dress of 50,000 100,000 And your surrounding, you are seeing people that cannot wear dress of 1,000. What is your need? What is the use? And this is 50,000. Reduce yourself down increases people up, you will still be better than them. But you want to show and to overwhelm them with the blessing Allah has shown you, so that to show that they are nothing before you are something. And whenever people are telling them, don't do this, then they will make it jest. That's why Allah is telling them, say, Ya hasratan al ibad, ma yati min rasulin, illa kanabi yastahzi'un. Except they go ahead making jest of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us all try to see the way the Prophet lived his life. If we have money, let us eat good food. If we don't have money, let us not insist that we must eat the best kind of food. As we are eating good food, let us remember our own even blood brothers that are not able to eat like that. Our own even relatives that are not able to eat like that. Our people in our community that are not able to eat like that. That's why some of the wise people, if in their house, if they are cooking, they will insist, cook at least, leave half or one quarter down of the same food you have cooked, give it to the poor. He is going to sew dresses, he sews plenty, at least one quarter of such dress, he will give it to the poor, among the poor that he knows. The same quality that he sews for himself, he sews for the poor. Is it a beggar or is it a relative? That's why it is known that Sheikh Ibrahim wears any dress he wears, and everybody say it's very beautiful. If you look at it next time, you don't see it. You will take it and give it out. Let the other person also enjoy the beauty of that dress, not only me. If he has money and people come to him, please, I can't feed. I want to do marriage. I can't do this. You take it from his pocket, give. If there is no, I say, wait. If somebody brings me something, I will give you. If you are there and somebody brings him gift, no matter how much that gift is, he says, take it. I pray that Allah should bring me something to give you. So what came nice is what Allah brought because of you. Take it. Can we do this? But people are piling up. In the bank, they have a lot of money. They have one house here, one house there, the other house there. They are only living in one. Let's not be making jest of the Prophet. Because a lot of times we are making jest of the Prophet, but not ordinary people. The Prophet lived a simple life. Let's believe that simple life is the best life you can live. It's the best. You can't get there because of your weakness. Not because the person who has that life, he doesn't have. A whole mountain in Mecca called the Prophet and told the Prophet, Prophet, there is plenty of gold in me, just come and be taken. The Prophet just looked at it like this and just passed. How? What is my business with gold? Without me, you didn't come to the world. Without the Prophet, the gold wouldn't come to the world. وَكَيْفَ تَتْقُوِي لَدُّنْيَا ذَرُورَةِ مَنْ لَوْ لَهُ لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْأَدَمِ. The world itself came from non-existence because of the Prophet. How can they now come and say they are allowing the Prophet? That's why I don't allow people that came to the world because of you, like your children, people that came to your house because of you, like your wife, let them not lure you into things that will put you away from Allah. You are the one to guide them, be their guide. If your child is crying, Daddy, you must do this, you must do this. Look, it is not something of Allah and the Prophet, don't do it. If your wife comes from the left, from the right, we must do this. If what they are asking is to do is not humble, it's not the way of Allah, don't do it. Your wife came to the house because of you. Your child came to the world because of you. Without the Prophet, the whole world would not be in existence. How can the world now take his attention away? All of us, let's not make jest of the Prophet. Let's appreciate the Prophet. Let's appreciate his habit. Let's try to get to his habit. If we can't get there, Allah knows that we are trying and he will reward us. That's why Allah is always saying, istighfar, istighfar. This is to take away forgiveness for your inability to meet what you want, your target. And Allah will make you to reach it and forgive you. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen all of us.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our sins.
Amen.
May Allah bless our parents.
Amen.
May Allah bless our children.
Amen.
Wherever each of us is walking, may Allah bless the walk.
Amen.
All of us, may Allah give us what we are going to eat.
Amen.
May He give us what we are going to wear.
Amen.
May He give us what we are going to live in.
Amen.
May He give us what we are going to write in.
Amen.
This Ramadan, may He answer our prayers.
Amen.
May Allah distance us away from Satan.
Amen.
May Allah repair our country for us.
Amen.
All the people that are intending our country with evil, may Allah weaken them.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen those that are going to build our country and bring it to a better place for us.
Amen.
May Allah tabaraka ta'ala assist those that are assisting Islam.
Amen.
Those that are wishing Islam with evil, may Allah destroy them for us.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be among His faithful servants of Allah.
Amen.
May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us.
Amen.
May He reward all those assisting Islam.
Amen.
May He reward Sahabas for us.
Amen.
May Allah make us to end this world in Kalima Shahada.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim, ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatihil ma'ruf, al-khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqqil haqq, al-hadi ila siratal mustaqim wa 'ala alihi haqqa qadrihi miqdaril 'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
هذه أسئلة كثيرة. هذه أسئلة كثيرة.
نعم.
طيب هنا. أوكي. نعم.